Salute! Welcome back to the Dungeon Diaries. It's been a shorter break than usual, and hopefully those breaks will get shorter and shorter between episodes. I make no promises, but that's at least my hope. Today's episode is about food. Food in the dungeon? Food in fetish play? Food? And the way I involve it in my sessions. I've always thought food was one of the nicer gestures a slave can bring to a session. I've had some bring flowers, some bring cards, some have brought chocolates, although to me chocolates are... Well, they're not in the same class as food, because... Well, if it's milk chocolate, I can't really eat it, and in general, it's something I can't really indulge in during or after the session. It's a sweet gesture, and I don't intend a pun there, but it's one that isn't as nice as, say, Chinese takeout from my favorite place down the street from the dungeon, or delicious rissoi from Pawtucket, or some other places in town. To me, when a slave is willing to get that, it's just an extra bit of consideration that's very nice. Very, very nice. Even if it's something as, well, cheap as pizza, although, like milk chocolate, I can't really eat pizza anymore, but sometimes I'll engage. Or, I'm sorry, indulge. Especially if that sub has a fart fetish. Because that's one of the better ways to get me going. Before I had this unfortunate affliction, one of my favorite things to do with messy food play was to have a slave get pizza on the way. I would indulge in some, and, well, they'd eat a little bit off my latex stocking. They'd have it smeared on their face and have to eat it all up. And I do mean it all, because I do not allow food to be wasted. So one should not come to my dungeon with something that they think they may be eating, unless they're going to eat the whole thing. Waste not, want not. Why is it such a nice gesture? Because, like a lot of people, when I'm getting ready for sessions, or worse, if I'm in the dungeon all day, I'm not really thinking about food. I have a few little things squirreled away, but they're not really enough. Some nuts or something to drink isn't going to sustain me over the course of a day, or if I need to rush to the dungeon, it's not going to be enough to really get me going for a 2 or 3 hour session when I haven't really had a chance to eat that day. So when someone brings something that's protein-rich or just filling, it can be incredibly nice to just nibble on during a nice chat or cage time, and it's absolutely wonderful afterwards. When you've played for 2 hours and you are starving, the best thing in the world is to dig into Chinese or Indian or Cambodian or pizza. Although, not something I can do as often now. So, that really just shows a nice touch, a nice bit of added thought that the slave realizes that the mistress may be hungry, that their goddess needs sustenance. But it's not really the sexiest way to indulge in food in the dungeon, is it? No. Like I said, messy food play can be won. Getting someone covered in food and having them have to eat it all up, clean it up, and just engage in some sort of splosh play with milk or whatever. I can't really keep to my waste-not-want-not rule there, but sometimes people have a fetish, and with milk I'm a little less annoyed if a little soy milk or rice milk is wasted. More annoyed if it's real milk, but, well, what can you do? But splash play is very rare, just because of how messy it is, how much room it takes up, and how much cleanup is going to be required. To me, food in the dungeon has many other, more civilized aspects to it. One of my favorite is the latex dinner party. Having a slave serve myself and other doms, or even just one friend, is one of the nicer ways to pass the time in the dungeon. It's one of the nicer ways to extend a session without charging a slave out the ass. Because, well, that's one of the things that makes my rates negotiable. If there's going to be something like a latex dinner party, if food is going to be brought to the table, I don't mind adding extra time. I've mentioned the latex dinner parties before, but for those who haven't heard that episode, having a slave bring some of my favorite Providence cuisine, it may even be as simple as take out from my favorite Chinese place. It may be something a bit fancier. It may be something in between. Can be anything from Peruvian to Italian, although less Italian lately, to greasy takeout. Can be small, it can be large. We may just have dumplings or one entree. It may involve multiple entrees for family-style dining, an appetizer, drinks, although I won't partake, and tea. I'm sure someone may try to make the joke that tea is a drink, but you know what I mean. It's very entertaining to see a sissy maid serve tea, serve the appetizers, serve the entree, all the while mixing drinks and serving wine. Really shows off a range of their talents. It challenges them. It's very nice to see. It's very entertaining, and everyone gets satisfied. I get tea and food. Other people have a drink or two. Everyone indulges. And the sissy gets to be put on display. Food may be a lot simpler. Instead of a dinner party, it may just be dinner and caging, as I mentioned. Although, usually, when caging is involved, I won't be the only one eating. This is what dog dishes are for. There's always amusing things one can have in a dog dish. Most slaves assume that dog food or water is going to be put there, but to me, well, first of all, don't want to have a bunch of dog food sitting around the dungeon. So, you know, if the session calls for it, I'll make sure I have enough. But in general, I'd rather not have dog food. I do know one dom who, instead of using dog food, bought a bunch of, I want to say Count Chocula, it may have been one of the Flintstones cereal. Cocoa Pebbles? I think it was Cocoa Pebbles. She bought Cocoa Pebbles because she wasn't, well, convinced that eating dog food was really safe for humans. And she passed it off as dry food. And none of the subs ever noticed. Well, if they did notice, they never complained. So, if you're listening to this and you're a parent, or if you just like eating children's cereal, you may want to reconsider Cocoa Pebbles. It may literally taste like dog food. But, you know, dog food is one of the more obvious things a person can do. One of the more obvious ways someone can eat while caged out of a dog dish. But I like taking a little bit of what I'm eating often a side dish, and putting it on the dog dish. Having them eat basically what I'm eating, but where I get to sit, be comfortable, there, cramped into a cage, eating out of a dog dish. I found it's, well, more powerful for most people than eating dog food, because other than the humiliation, most people are actually grossed out by the idea, and so, well, it's not going to be as enjoyable. It's something they may want to do once for the grossness, for that gross-out factor, but after that they probably won't want to do it again. Where if you give them something of yours, they feel grateful, and then when they're eating it in such a environment as the cage, when they're eating it in that enclosure, well, they feel humiliated. They feel lower than you. So it's a nice way to do that. A nice way to make them feel lower. And of course, if I may dip my heel in chutney, if I may dip my heel in some excess sauce and have them lick that up, have them suck it off my toe, whether it's my heel's toe, the toe of my shoe, that is, or my own, or even from a latex stocking, it gets the point across. It delights them that they're engaging in their heel, their latex, or their foot fetish, or maybe even a sweaty stocking fetish, as well as mixing it with food play. It adds to things, it adds spice to their usual fetish, and it can be done in any variety of ways. And afterwards, some added objectification can be indulged in when you take the containers and just chuck it at them. One of my favorite humiliation sessions, which I believe I've mentioned, involved taking some empty Coke cans that were about to be recycled, and then one that I was drinking during the session because I was yelling so much at the slave that I needed the iced tea or whatever it was. I think it was an Arizona iced tea. And I was just throwing them at him, telling them that if he was a useful garbage can, he'd be able to catch these. So he's not a garbage can. He's something worse. Maybe he's a dog. Maybe he's this. Maybe he's that. And the same thing can be done with food trays, with plates that you may want to rub in their face. You may want to have a slave lick your plate clean, get those last little bits off. You're not wasting food, and you're making them feel low. Because now they're not even a maid. They're basically the dog. Once again, getting back to that dog play without literally having them eat dog food. They're the pet that gets to have leftovers, scraps. Not even leftovers, yes, literally scraps. Residue. Residue on the plate becomes their sustenance. Those kind of things are a very subtle addition to the session. But they're a nice, wicked thing to do. But in the end, as much fun as food play is, I think it's just a really nice touch, a really nice thing to do when someone wants to do that, when they want to extend in a way that may not be entirely kinky. They may get some kinky benefit, but they just want to spend more time, or they just want to do something nice. I think that shows devotion better than a tip. Don't get me wrong, I love tips, I appreciate tips. It's wonderful to get the extra $5, $10, $20, or $40. It's nice to be shown even a little bit of extra gratitude, even though, compared to other service industries, the majority of tips are going to be small on the percentage side. But I'm not really expecting it. I'm an independent dom. My tribute is what I want it to be to make a living. It's not like I work in a house where I'm getting a small percentage of that. So, as much as I like the tip, when someone shows extra effort, when someone shows extra care, when they go above and beyond by offering to get dinner, by even offering to pick up a drink on the way, to me that shows a wonderful deal of devotion, shows true submission, shows they want to please me, that they want to do what's right, what's best for their mistress. And I appreciate it. And food? Food is a great way to do that. And it may even get messy and dirty and fun. So, with that, I will hopefully speak to all of you soon. Let's get this space between episodes under a month for next time. Until then, ta-ta.